NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord.
It's all right to clap your hands.
I am on you. Is there anybody listening to me? Ever tell the Lord that sometime, Lord, I'm on you. Let me say it one more time and I'll go on ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me the Jones, Jesus would always be there. Oh man, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometime I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus, Lord. I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord,
I'm depending on you.
Is there anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord,
I'm depending
on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody can lean on.
Name, my brother, get
Father. Let me see the hand that knows that prayer will change things up in you. I need some Holy Ghost folks that know God's brought you through. I just need you to just come on and put your hands together and let's give God a little glory up in you.
Okay. Born again and know what God can do and know what he done for you. You need to spread the word. You need to tell somebody about Jesus, how he set you free. Come on, gave you the victory. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about the goodness of
Spread the news. need to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure, and thank all of you again so much. Look, for those of you just logging in, we are right here 7 days a week. That's Monday through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You could join us. Simply go to our website at nfiradio.com. And you can also join us on Facebook. Simply go to our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Facebook, as well as on Blog Talk Radio, where you can lock in. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see in the left column at the top, live, the live broadcast, religious programs, and you will see the NFI Radio Gospel Network there, where you can listen live also. And you can simply call and dial in with your mobile phone to listen to the program as well. Simply dial 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. And you can also, for those of you who don't know about our NFI television broadcast, you can lock in on our television broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of Georgia on DeKalb Channel 25 if you're in Georgia. That's DeKalb Channel 25 at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. 1 hour, the very best in gospel videos as well as the Word of God. And my goodness, do we have some powerful preachers to come forth and give you a 15-minute word. And my goodness, it seems like, wow, it seems like actually it seems like an hour when they come with that 15 minutes. That's how powerful it is. So those of you, if you want to catch us and you are not in Georgia, you can live stream us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us Saturdays at 4 o'clock p.m., that's DEKALB25.com. You can take us anywhere with you. If you have your mobile phone, you can go to that live streaming site, and you can watch us wherever you are. God bless you. Thank you again for catching the wave. We are right at 19 minutes after the hour, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for catching the wave.
Just a little.
We are right at the bottom of the hour, and somebody said, just pray, huh? That's all you need to do, pray, huh? Pray, pray without ceasing, huh? When you go before the Lord in prayer and just have that relationship with him, and, you know, the Word of God let us know, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord thy God is good. And when you begin to go into prayer and God begin to reveal things to you and you're able to connect with him through Jesus Christ, it's a wonderful feeling because the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us, and that's why it is important to continually guard your anointing. I say that over and over to brothers and sisters in Christ, to guard your anointing, because, see, the enemy don't want you to receive that anointing. Did you know a portion of the anointing destroys the yokes? Just a portion of the anointing now. Just think about the anointing that's all over you, and you don't even realize who you are and how powerful you are. The Word of God let us know that we are more than conquerors. We are ambassadors for Christ. So when you realize the anointing that God has given you and has put on your life to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, huh? Somebody said, hey, I know that's right because it's the blood. It still works. Look, we are right here Monday through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And those of you, again, our website, nfiradio.com. We are an international network where you can lock in right here. We'll be right back. I've got some more music for you. And don't you go anywhere. It's just getting started right after this.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
and feel like there's no way out. Jesus is standing by. All you need to do is just
reach out.
Before you say that I'm crazy, I've
God's children got soul, huh? Do you have a soul, huh? Do you have a soul, huh? You know, that the Bible talks about a wax cold heart. You know there are people that's walking around each and every day, and some of you may walk by some of them even in a store and don't even know their hearts are wax cold. They don't have no heart to show love. They don't even know what love is all about. But then they go and marry someone, and they say, well, they've been married for numerous of years, but their hearts are wax cold. Why is that? Why is that in that place? Why their hearts are wax cold? Do they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? If they knew Christ as their Lord and Savior and understand and have their relationship with him, then they wouldn't have that wax cold heart. How many know there's something about the name of Jesus? And when you call on the name of Jesus, it's the sweetest name I know. It's the sweetest name you know. We are right here playing some of the very best in gospel music from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Once again, I want to remind those of you to lock in with us anywhere in the world on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. And you can call us to listen with your mobile phone at 563-999-3020, as well as going to our Facebook page where you can listen in live on Facebook. Simply go to NFI, Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, to listen to us on Facebook. Also, I want to let you know that we have some awesome preachers on this network. Powerful preachers on this network, and I thank God for them coming forth, sharing the Word of God Mondays through Sundays. And those of you, we also have a prayer request hotline Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. live, where we have awesome men and women of God that come forth each day of the week, Mondays through Thursday, to intercede for you and this nation. Prayer warriors, intercession prayer warriors coming forth. So tune in. That's Monday through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's get back with some more music. I've got one for you. Thank you so much for catching the wave.
Look in my eyes, tell me what do you see? I've got the Holy Ghost fire burning inside of me. Okay, God on my side, I'm on top of the world. I don't need to seek approval cause I'm already loved, yeah. Take a look at me, He came down for me, ayy, to show me love that no one else could. Gave me a brand new feeling, now even when I lose I win. You can call me my grave, yeah, he raised me. Winning. So glad that you came my way. Cause nobody can love me like Yahweh. So don't cry, say a prayer to God. He can bring you back home, doesn't matter how far. Okay, such a beautiful miracle. Cause even when I lose, I win. You can call me.
Don't make sense to do both. It's funny how I think I'm in control. There's a lot of times I really try to sit down and set some new goals. And life really humbled my soul, but it's cool cause I never die, yeah. Tell them even if I hit rock bottom, I know I'm never forgotten. My forever home ain't here, so why should I live in fear? Even though he's way up high, he's still near, yeah.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and you are catching the wave. Let's continue with more music. Somebody said, I'd rather be with Jesus. That's the one that I'd rather be with. Friends are good and family is as well, but there's something about being with Jesus. Lord, I'd rather be with you. You're catching the wave from the NFI studios.
I did. keep on calling. I call. I said, come on.
Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord, deliver you, you got it right here. Right here from the NFI Studios, I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we are right at the top of the hour, and what a great hour we have had thus far. Got two more to go, and look, if you think you've heard some music and we're just getting started, then you don't want to go anywhere. You want to keep it locked right where it's at, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can join us right here, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can go to Facebook, and on our Facebook page, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and you can listen in on Facebook as well. And if you want to travel and you with your mobile phone and want to lock us in, simply dial 563-999-3020. It is my pleasure to bring to you some of the very best in gospel music around the world. The old, the new, we have it right here, all just for you. If it's on wax, I can promise you we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. Look, I got to do what I got to do. Take a pause for the calls, for the station ID. And when we come back, I've got one for you that I know you don't want to miss right after this.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up. I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ, it's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
By the way,
the corner of her bed, she looks happier than Sunday morning.
Great prayer. It honors God. You acknowledge his being, exalting his name in the name of Jesus. Pray much, study much, love much, work much, doing much for God, community, your family, humanity, all for the gospel and his glory. Prayer changes every time. Me again, on my knees again, in the seat again for everything I need again. I meet you then, see you then, greet you then, in the name of Jesus, man. Prayer changes every time. It's my secret weapon, my lethal weapon. And when I need protection, also when I need direction. My prized possession and blessing, truly been intercession. Life taught me a lesson. Prayer changes every time. When your kids on drugs, like they live on drugs, mixed up in drugs, man, and they won't give up drugs. God, you're my only hope. You know with you I trust the most. So keep them safe and keep them close. Pray it changes every time. I had a season with no rhyme. We kept bumping heads. I told my nephew, you gon' miss me, man, when Uncle dead. I wanna see him grow mature in life and get ahead. Look at him shining now. Pray it changes everything. We almost gave up on our marriage, man, a couple times. Due to my selfishness, a human mind, a stubborn mind. I put the cross in the middle, told Christ to kill my pride. Looking in my wife's eyes, pray it changes everything. You have a broken heart, all because you love someone. Did you dirty, now you feel like you can't trust no one. I don't wanna treat the next one like the other one. I wanna heal today, prayer changes everything. When you lose someone you know and now you gotta grieve. It might sound selfish, I wasn't ready for my peeps to leave. I can't believe this is happening, I'm like Jesus please. Crying on my knees, prayer changes everything. Heard you got saved when you got locked up, now you getting out. Ain't seen your fam in a minute, boy, now you stepping out. You know who let you out, I pray inside you never doubt the plan that God created for you.
pray it changes everything. I feel so far from you right now, man, I don't know what's wrong. I woke up heavy on my heart today, don't feel that strong. Threw on some worship, then I went back to my kingdom songs. Looking up to heaven, I'm like, pray it changes everything. Well, you left the church, you upset the church. You made a post saying God's a joke, forget the church. It break my heart to see you walk away with all that hurt. Regardless what you think about me, pray it changes everything. Hey, regardless what the hospital or doctor says, God has the last word, so I'd rather turn to God instead. If you heal him, if you don't, you're still the risen one. Your perfect will be done, pray it changes everything. And your addiction to alcohol was your downfall. Nothing but drugs and some druggies hanging around y'all. You no longer intoxicated or toxic, living life exhausting while I pray it changes everything.
To the throne with supplications, you right all the wrong. To the throne with supplications, and I feel all alone. To the throne with supplications, my world feels the same. To the throne with supplications, the prayer changes everything.
Me again, on my knees again. Intercede again for everything we need again. I'ma meet you then, see you then, greet you then. In the name of Jesus, man, pray it changes everything. It's my secret weapon, my lethal weapon. When I need protection, also when I need direction. My pride, possession, and blessing truly been intercession. Life taught me a lesson, pray it changes everything.
Seven minutes after the hour, prayer changes everything. And now that's for the young people and as well as the older ones as well. But some of you can't get with that. But look, you young people can get with it, huh? Come off those drugs. Come off that alcohol. Those of you who have been seeking for deliverance, prayer changes everything. And many of you that are listening today, I don't know where you are and what you are doing. But you know what you're doing. You know if you're not indulging in those things, drugs, alcohol, pornography. You know what you're doing. But today I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. If Jesus were to come back today, where would your soul spend eternity? If Jesus were to come back today, where would your soul spend eternity? Either it's going to heaven or to hell. And you have a choice to make today, not tomorrow, but today. Today is the day to could be for the rest of your life, to be delivered, set free, or to come to Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. The Word of God let us know in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You have a choice. Which one will you choose? Heaven or hell? If Jesus were to come back, where would your soul spend eternity? You want to go to the kingdom, right? I know you do. I know you do. And you've been fighting, saying, I'm coming next week. I'm going to go to church next Sunday. I'm going to go next month. I'm going to go in several months, and you never do. The enemy constantly comes and pull on you and try to distract you. And some of you, he is distracting you. He sets a delusion in front of you, a delusion, and first he comes at you with your thoughts and your mind to have you to believe a lie rather than the truth. But somebody said, the Word of God let us know, if you want to be free, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. That it shall make you free. He shall make you free. You want to be free today, then accept him as your Lord and Savior. I don't know where you are right now, but this is an opportunity for you to come to him. If you want to come to him right now, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, we are an international network, and there are those of you somewhere in another country, Israel or Iraq or Japan or China, Asia, Africa, Some of you maybe hit the United Kingdom. Some of you right here in the United States, wherever you are, on your job, at your home, in your automobile, this is the time right now. Look around you and see all the things that are happening in this society, even with the floods and the storms that are coming and facing and the challenges that we face with the racism around this society. And you thought going back into the years of 1960 that things had changed and you're seeing an uprise in racism and discrimination. And then when you go to church, you're looking for unity, and you don't get the unity that you seek for. You don't get the love that you go for. And you're looking at others as if they are talking about you for what you have on. And you're wearing the best that you can wear. But Jesus said, come as ye are. Come as ye are. It does not matter what you have on. He's concerned about your soul. He wants you to come to him and accept him as your Lord and Savior so you can have a personal relationship with him. Oh, certainly. Maybe you have a relationship with a friend of yours. You have a relationship that your girlfriend, and you can go to her anytime and talk to her about your situation, or your friend. Some of you young men, you can go to your brother and talk to him about some of the things that you're dealing with and feel as though that ease your pain or your thoughts or what you're going through and you're dealing with. And maybe it does for one day, but then when you look over and see that it's still on you, it still bothers you, and you're not free from it totally, then you know there's a man that sits high and look low. His name is Jesus, and he wants you to come to him. And when you go to him in sincere heart and ask him and ask him to show you and guide you and what you should do, he will do it for you. But first you got to get to know him. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, stop what you are doing, and I want you to repeat after me. Are you ready? Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. I repent of my sins. Lord, I ask you to forgive me, oh God. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I want to pray with you right now where you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that have confessed that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in their heart that you raised them from the dead, Lord, I ask you right now for everyone that spoke those words and confessed today, Lord, that you will touch their bodies, touch their mind. God, that you will remove all of the filthiness and those things that have been hindering them and had a stronghold on them. We rebuke that spirit right now. We break and tear down every stronghold, every vain imaginations of thoughts that had entered their mindset, and we push it out and flush it out from them in the name of Jesus. For they are covered under the blood from crown of their head to the sole of their feet. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. That they'll be in good health even as their soul prosper. Lord, we speak life to their spirit on today. Lord, touch their heart and their mindset. Create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in them that have walked with the mind and the spirit of Christ. Restore that back, what the cankerworms and the locusts tried to destroy. And we crush every root that is not of you in the name of Jesus. We crush it right now and send it back. We reverse the curse. Lord, have your way in their life, that this day shall be a day of deliverance, healing, and prosperity. Show them and guide them. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every heart from the north, south, east, and west, from those that have come to you today asking, what must I do to be saved? And have repented and come to you and accepted you as their Lord and Savior. God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you and we magnify your name. For surely, God, there are those today that are in the hospital. There are those today that are dealing with health issues. And, Lord, they pray and they've been asking you, God, for help and deliverance. Some have been struggling because they've been going through these things for months and years and month after month and year after year. And still, it seems like it will not go away. The pain that they deal with. Some have back pain. Some have pains in the muscles. Some are dealing with pain all over their bodies. They're taking medication after medication and seems like it just fades away for a period of time, for an hour or 2 or 5 hours, and then it's right back and they're taking another pill and it seems like it don't want to go away. They continually go to the doctor and the doctor keeps saying, well, look, you're going to get better. But today, I want you to trust Jesus. I want you to say, Lord, I believe in you. I put all of my confidence in you, Lord, because you have showed us and proven to us that even from Genesis to Revelation, for men and women have come to you and they ask God for deliverance and you set them free. And we serve the same God today, and the same God today that delivered them is delivering today if we have the faith to believe. So, Father, I'm asking you those right now, God, that you'll give them the faith to believe in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes, that they are healed in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over their bodies right now. In every area, every organ, that the organs that no longer have been functioning properly, that will begin to function properly. I'm speaking it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that organ right now to begin to function the proper way that you supposed to function. We cancel every assignment that the enemy has come to try to distract them and try to call doubt in their mindset. No longer doubt shall come. We speak healing. We speak, I believe God today, that by Jesus' stripes they are healed. Thank you, Father, for dealing and healing their body. Thank you, Father, for restoring their mindset. We come against the spirit of cancer, diabetes, arthritis. We come against every vain imagination, thoughts that tries to enter and pollute the mindset of every young boy and every young girl, every man and woman. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I speak right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to those right now that are going through sickness that has attacked their eyes, that's causing their vision to fade. I cancel every assignment right now. And those right now have been dealing with eye situations. their hearing has not been able to completely come through the way that they supposed to hear, and that sickness has tried to attack their body. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will place your hand over your eyes. Those of you who have eye problems, I pray that you will place your hand over your ears. Those of you who have ear problems. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as they lay their hands over their eyes or their ears, Ephathou, in the name of Jesus, Ephathou, in the name of Jesus, loose them right now, you spirit, you danger spirit, loose them right now. No longer shall you intervene their hearing, no longer shall you intervene their eyes, that their eyes will be restored 2020. I'm speaking it today to everyone that's a believer by faith, that by Jesus Christ you are healed and set free in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking it today in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of witchcraft. I come against you, spirit, to loose those people, every generational curse that has manifested itself among the children in the family, the husband in the family, the wife in the family. I break down every stronghold. You have no authority, for the blood of Jesus is against you. And I command you now to let them go, that they shall be set free by the stripes and the hand of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they are covered under the blood. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak restoration. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you, God, for setting them free. Thanking you, God, for undoing every heavy burden. Thanking you, God, for tearing down those strongholds and setting them free. Father, we praise you and thank you for all the small things that we don't even sometimes acknowledge and realize. And even when we look around in our homes, when we look around in our neighborhood, and we see those that are in wheelchairs, we see those that are walking with a cane. And Father, when we see them and look at ourselves and see how blessed we are that we don't have to walk with a cane, or we're not in a wheelchair, that our health is in good health. Lord, we should acknowledge and praise you and thank you for keeping us in good health. Father, we pray for those that are struggling financially. We pray for those that have lost a loved one this week, whether it's a friend, family member, whether it's someone that they heard of that don't know. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they knew and had a relationship with you. For those that are no longer with us, because that is a valuable, valuable way to acknowledge that Jesus was in their life. And Lord, not only we acknowledge that Jesus was in their life, but we want to acknowledge that you're in our life as well. So have your way in our life, Lord, that we can be used for your glory, that we can testify, and that we can glorify and magnify and lift up your holy name, because you are the ecclesia, you are the chosen one, you are the Elohim, the great I am, you are the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, and God, we thank you, because all these things that surround us are temporal. They are material things that not going to be with us forever. But when we accept you as our Lord and Savior, when we have that relationship with you, and when we realize that your Spirit dwells within us, we certainly say thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. There's something about the name of Jesus that gives us strength. It never loses power, the Spirit of God. And as we call on you and as we see all the blessings that you have given us, and you're still blessing us in regardless of all that the turmoil and all of the things that are going on around this society, that we be not caught up with the affairs of this world, that we be not caught up with all of the things that are being in our presence and trying to distract us over the media, for its television, over the radio, all of the negative that we hear, all of the gossip on Facebook. Lord, stop our ears from hearing all of the negatives, that we can hear the things that you are doing in the Spirit that are positive. Lord, you let us realize that we should watch as well as pray. But Lord, let us continually watch as well as pray. But don't let us be allowed to get caught up with the gossip and the affairs of this society, that we realize that you are greater, that you created the heaven and the earth because of your creation of Adam and Eve, because of what they did in the garden. The word let us know that man that is born of a woman is surely to die, and after that is the judgment. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, Father, you gave us a way, an escape, to accept you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for protection. Thank you for love. Thank you for grace. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. And God, on today, regardless of what others say concerning you and all of the other that turn their back on you, Lord, keep us focused in your presence. Speak to us daily, that we can hear what the Spirit has to say. And as we hear what the Spirit has to say, that we can be obedient and follow your word. And as we follow your word, that we can be an example for others, that when they call on us, that we can give them a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of restoration, a word of encouragement, a word of life. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing right now. Thank you, God. For there is someone that's dealing with Alzheimer's, that their mind is back and forth, and some doctor has said that they're going to be needed to be placed in a rest home because their mind is not where it's supposed to be, that they forget a lot of times. They can't even remember where they left from or where they are going to. And the doctor has told them that because of that, that all-timing spirit, that they're going to have to be placed in a home. I don't know who you are, but that's not an all-timing spirit. That is a spirit itself. A spirit to manipulate that person, to try to overtake that person's mindset and thought. But we have to realize and speak to that spirit and call it out what it is, Alzheimer's. I'm calling you out. Whether you own that man or that woman, you have no place on them. I speak to you, Spirit, to come out, to loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Loose their mind in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding you to loose them and let them go. I send you back to the dry places, back to the pits of hell. You have no place upon them. They are a child of the kingdom of God. And I speak to their mindset that it shall be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to their mind. That they will begin to function and begin to drive, begin to move forward. That their memory is being restored back. Back where it was from the beginning. Greater than ever before. That they'll begin to testify of the restoration and the restoring what God has done today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. Thank you, God, for healing them this day. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. I got caught up here. I got caught up. But look, I thank God for you. Remember, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. God bless you. Stay safe. Continually pray. Continually watch as well as pray. And watch and see the hand of God manifest in the midst of you. Let's get back with more great gospel music. God bless you and thank you so much. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless.
Thank the Lord.
Nothing good to me.
Ah. Now they used to hear the Puritan wonder sing. The song goes something like this. Listen here. Gather around, people, and lend me your ear. I got a story you should hear. When I was a little boy, I had a dream that I was climbing up the ladder where my Savior lived. Oh, I climbed
up the ladder
where my Savior
lived.
Y'all can clap your hands.
I'm
you ought to make up your mind.
12 minutes before the top of the hour, and somebody said, huh, I'll be all right, huh? Are you all right? Okay, all right. As long as you're all right, huh? You got King Jesus right. All right, all right. Well, you all right. Look, once again, I want to remind those of you to lock in to these awesome men and women of God that's right here on this network, powerful prayer warriors, Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. It's 30 minutes power of prayer request hotlines where you can call in and listen with your mobile phone at 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nl5radio.com. And you can also listen in on Facebook Live on our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, these powerful men and women of God are coming forth. They are interceding for you in this nation, and we need prayer. We need prayer. And so that's what they're right here doing, our NFI prayer warriors doing Mondays through Thursday. And don't forget the Word of God. We have these awesome pastors that's coming forth on this network preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God Mondays through Sundays. So you need to lock in and go to our website to see the scheduling time that they're coming forth. Mostly Mondays through Thursdays, our regular schedule for our preachers are at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. So if you want to lock in Mondays through Thursdays to hear these men and women of God that's coming forth preaching and teaching the Word of God, then you need to do that as well. And on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. We only have one awesome man of God preacher come forth on Sunday, that at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. All right, now, if you want to be a part of this growing network, you can feel free to call us on our 24-hour hotline. And please leave a message if you do so we can get back to you. That number is 984-733-3977. I'll say it one more time. That's 984-733-3977. If you want to be a part of this growing network, then give us a call. We'll see if we can drop you in on a time slot frame where you can come forth and bring forth the Word of God. We're right here Mondays through Sundays, 12 hours a day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be right back with more gospel music right after this.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel music plays here.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 minutes power of prayer 2024 here on the NFI Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Everything is gonna be alright. Houston, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't need nobody else. That's what the brother said. I don't need nobody else. But look, I need more than just myself. Huh? I need more than just myself. I say it twice. I need Jesus. And not only that, God gave Adam a helpmeet. He gave him Eve. And it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. And there's a reason why it's not good. It's not good for man to be alone. There's a reason for that. And believe me, if he placed Adam in the garden and Adam was around all these, all the things that he was around, I'll say it like that, and there was still something that was lacking. He couldn't figure it out at the time, but God already knew what it needed. Somebody said, can I get a witness? So God already know what we need. He knows what we need. And believe me, if God see that you need someone in your life, if God sees that you need something in your life that's missing to help you to get that you need to get through well, God will give it to you. Now, it may not be a house on a hill, may not be a mansion with a lot of money inside of the garage, and it may not be one of the fancy cars that you see out on the road, but it will be enough to get you through to get to the presence of God. Can I get a witness? All right. I'm not going to get started. We are right here live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at 8 minutes after the hour. We've got more music coming your way. Want to remind those of you, we have some awesome radio hosts right here on this network, and many of you have heard and tuned in to them, and they are going to be right here with us each day of the week, and many of you call in and let me know that you enjoy the CCCB. That's the Chatham County Country Boy. He's on at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also on at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. is the Traveling Preacher. The Traveling Preacher is also on at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. during the weeks as well. So those two awesome radio announcers are bringing forth great gospel music and in giving you an encouraging word as they play the music on this network. So if you want to hear some great gospel radio hosts, then you need to lock into them. And also we have a female host, Patricia Waterbury. She's on normally from 2 to 5. That's Monday through Sunday, Patricia Waterbury. So be sure to tune in to her as well. I'm better known as the Anointed One, and many of you lock in with me. I'm on basically every day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And sometimes I various may do fill in the slot for the Chatham County Country Boy, or I fill in the slot for the Traveling Preacher, or I fill in the slot for Patricia Waterbury. So you may hear me on different time slots. So don't be amazed if you do. So that's just me filling in the slot when they can't make it. All right. Don't forget, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, our website, nfiradio.com. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
This one is for all the black folks. Listen to me, if you will.
DJ.
Yeah.
Straddle the fence.
Did y'all hear what I said? Say it again.
DJ.
I got a little verse here I want to sing to y'all.
You call yourself a true missionary, but you spend all night creeping with Sister Mary, and y'all women on the front row with your skirt real high. The preacher can't preach cause you keep catching his eye.
You can't straddle the fence.
I know y'all heard that. Yeah.
Again.
You can't.
Yeah.
Straddle the fence.
I'm talking to y'all at the hole in the wall.
You call yourself a full-time deacon on Sunday.
with all them young girls. Call your sugar daddy on Monday, and all you think on Sunday morning, you shop real high before the sun go down. You spread I know somebody mad at me now, but y'all said again, Melanie, yeah.
You can't straddle the fence.
I just got one more verse and I'm gonna leave y'all alone. I ain't gonna call no names. You're slipping and sliding, keeping in hiding, partying all night on Saturday, praying the Lord on Sunday. Turn right back on money. Listen to it.
I'm
This song to those that miss being dedicated. The world robs you of your spiritual romance, and you want to renew your vows. Jesus waits at the altar for you. He's not wearing a watch, so you still have time.
Heavy's heart of the daylight, in the sun or the rain, you will still shine.
Yeah.
when it falls
you're
apart.
Still good, you're still good.
You're better than good.
Uh-huh.
I wanna be with you. Restlessness in your heart. It's because heaven is calling. Yeah, yeah, you feel it. We're strangers and aliens. Don't get too comfortable. Don't get too fitted here. You're different.
Hello.
You're chosen.
Hello.
You're special.
Hello.
He is. And
hello.
He's jealous for you.
Hello.
He's desperate for you.
Hello.
He wants you to understand.
Hello.
There's something
hello.
Greater than you. And
show.
It's coming. Put him
show.
First. Seek him
show.
First. That's your life. It's not just what you
show.
Believe. It's who you
show.
Are. You were destined
show.
For this. Destined for him.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Can you feel the vibe from that, you young people, huh? That's your boy. Many of you know Kirk Franklin, right? Oh, yeah. Well, that's one there. One that's brand new from his CD. And those of you enjoy Kirk Franklin music, well, you know what I'm talking about. Well, for those of you that don't listen to his music, well, you heard it for the first time, and I hope you enjoy it. We've got more just like that coming your way. We are right at 27 minutes after the hour. I've got 30 more minutes, and then coming forth will be one of the other hosts playing some more great gospel music. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a pause for the calls for the station ID, and I'm coming back with the sounds of my good friend, the late, great Mr. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Right after
the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now,
mm-hmm.
and really have been blessed.
We appreciate your preaching the word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone. Not a mason. But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is
same
become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen,
according to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
been running for him tonight? How many sure enough been running for him tonight? Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Pain by heartache, scorn by
everybody, kind of clap your hands. Yeah. My, 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 my. I must tell Jesus about it. I must tell him all of my troubles. I know I can't bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus about it. Oh, Lord.
Everlasting Father, I come to you right now, just as meek as I know how. There's a few things that's vexing me. You told me that you and I can have a conversation whenever I need you. Well, listen, here we got deep bugs, killing deep bugs, for no reason, no reason at all. Little children vanishing everywhere. Lord have mercy.
I wanna talk to you.
Lord, you told me if my people who will call upon my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my favor.
He'll make two. Cause there ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about yourself. He said, all you have to do is make a step. Just move. He said, Moses down in Egypt's land. With only a rod in his hand. That's what things got hard in the stretch out. I kept on walking.
I made it.
But I made it myself.
I made it.
You ought to make yourself.
I made it.
Make it in the master's name.
I made it.
Don't you wait on tomorrow.
I made it.
Tomorrow might be too late.
I made it.
You know tomorrow's sun.
I made it.
Shine on your way.
I made it.
You ought to make that step.
I made it.
You ought to make that step.
I made it.
You ought to make it right now.
I made it.
You ought to make it right now.
I made it.
You gotta make it
step by
step. You gotta make that step. Go step by step.
I made it.
I made it. I kept walking. I kept moving. Did you make that step?
Make step.
I made it. I kept making that step. I waited. That door. I made it. I kept on walking. I kept on praying.
that I made. I had to walk, had to talk, I had to sing, had to pray. I made it. I made the Holy Ghost. Did you make it? You make it. Did you make it? Kept on my way. I made it. Oh, I made it. Come on. Just make it. Now step it. Hold it. Hold it. Somebody ought to know. You got to make that Holy Ghost up. Oh, somebody. Somebody had to make it. I made it. I made it. I made it. Did you up from the earth, I'll draw all the world from the knees. Oh!
Clouds of joy. Holy Ghost. Love, he's got joy, he's got peace waiting for you.
Yeah,
he's got love, he's got joy, he's got peace waiting for you.
all right, look, don't run away though. I didn't mean to frighten you. Okay, well look, he do have it now, and he's got it waiting for you. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. That's my good friend Damian Lowe. And I remember when Damian Lowe first did his first concert, as well as his first CD. I have it right here. And many of you remember his first CD. And look where God has taken him, man. He's definitely been elevated. So as he continually lifts up the name of Jesus, I believe that he can continually go further. All right, well, look, my time's about up. We are so close to the top of the hour. We are right around about 7 minutes to the top of the hour. And what a time I've had, and I pray that you had a great time as well. So, look, be sure to tune in right here. I'll be right back here playing some of the very best in gospel music on tomorrow. But don't go anywhere. We've got another radio host coming up with more great gospel music. And, look, if you want to contact us again, feel free to give us a call on our 24-hour hotline. That's 984-733-3977. Please leave a message, 984-733-3977. We'll be glad to get some music going for you if you have a request or if you want information to be a part of this move of God that right here from this network, then give us a call also for that as well. And we'd love for you to be a part of this NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are an international network where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Thank you again for catching the wave. I'm going to play at least about two more songs. And up next will be more great gospel music by one of our radio hosts coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you for catching the wave.
We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. Cry, made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. If you cry, you can cry one night. Only one night, though. Stress, you can stress one night. Only one night, though. Let the tears fall down one night. Only one night, though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though. If you stress, make sure that you're stressed. Only one night though, only one night though. Only one night though. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. See a brand new day. I can see a brand new day.
Brand new day.
Looking like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say,
good morning.
Good morning. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Good morning.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Good morning.
Get up, get up, get up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can see your brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new, brand new day. Looking like a brand, looking brand, looking brand, look a brand, look a brand, look a brand. Ah! Try, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. Try, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though. Only one night though.
Only one night though.
If your tears fall, let them fall.
Only one night though.
If your tears fall, let them fall. Sing it with me, sing it with me, sing it with me.
I have no other choice but to trust you.
And that's all I can do. Everybody sing.
I have no other choice but to believe.
What can I hear y'all? One, two.